I think somewhere around here. Like I said, I got something right here on the tower, but we can't get outside to get it. I got the C-pole's out on the tower right now. I keep cable the fence though, we could slam right through without even cranking the tower. Just, he just cut it off and I ordered it 110, 220 feet. But he's already here, he's already verbal, everything. I got everything here. But hopefully you can still hear me. I don't know if I just move my fingers here.
Yeah, I don't know if I still got it. There, Al, we still hear you. Don't burn your fingers on that HD with it getting hot. But we'll see what we can come up with. If I can find that mag mount, I'll let you know. But I'll go look for it tomorrow sometime.
Morning, at 5 o'clock in the morning, it dries, dries every day. Has got one, I guess he's going to give me. I forgot his name, you know, there's Daniel Loser and all that. Maybe I'll ask in the morning if you can get it to Daniel, and you can get it over here. I think Daniel can get it so you can pick it up. Because you're not very far from Daniel, where he is, so.
I'm going to give me a call on the phone. You got my number.
You want me to give you his number, or you want to just talk on the phone? I'll give it to you then.
Let me see if I can find it in mine. Won't you got anything else in here that you want to talk to Al about? KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I come down here in the morning about 8 o'clock, 8:30, and I monitor 2 meters this frequency all day, so if you need anything, if you need to borrow this radio or whatever, I think I know where you live. So if you need anything, just give me a call tomorrow. I'll be clear on your final, K4OIM.
On the steps.
As long as there's not any ice on them. Yeah, I can walk up the steps. I can still walk and everything pretty good, but I just ain't got much use in my left hand. But other than that, yeah, I can walk up the steps.
Let me just find Daniel's number. Gary, I'll call you on the phone in a second, Gary. I'm looking for my cards right now. I'll give it to you on the phone. Let me call you right back. I'm looking for it now, and this way I can make sure that Daniel can get it right to you.
Looked on my cell phone. I've got Daniel's number in my phone. If he hadn't changed phones, I've got his number. So I'll give him a call sometime tomorrow if I can find that mag mount. And Walt, I do appreciate you and your offers to help Al out. And Andy and Walt, I appreciate y'all letting me know about the problem on the signal on my transceiver over here. I'll have to do some checking and see what's going on with that. Anything else?
Daniel's got one. One of the guys that drives the meeting to go to work every day can give it right to him. So just call Daniel in the morning. It's the right number. I'll talk to you later, Dan. All right, clear.
Give Daniel a call. I won't call him till I find out if I got that antenna or not. But if I've got it, I'll give him a call, and that way we can get together and get it down there to you. Walt, you got anything else for the net tonight?
Do it, Gary. I know you want to stick around and talk, but I done took my sleepy pill, so I'll say 7-3 to you and Al, and this will be my final. K4OM will be clear.
You take care and get you some rest. And Andy, I do appreciate the information on my signal. Give me a signal report. And let me know if this one has done anything, if it's changed any or whatnot. And if not, we'll go out and do some research and development tomorrow.
Man, it sounds wonderful since you've been on 100% better than what you was on the other during most of the night, because your signal was about like the waves, you know. It would be real good, then it would be real noisy, then couple of seconds or so it completely drop out just like the connection issue, but sounds fine now. You're right. If someone don't tell you, you don't know. KI4LCI.
Okay,
Ken, I do appreciate it. And we'll see what we can find out come tomorrow. If there's no ice on the antennas outside, if they are, they'll just have to wait till the next day. Do we have additional check-ins or anybody else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4LQO. This is Ryan, I'm in Sokoa. I think I will stick around for just a little bit of rag, too. It doesn't seem like you have anybody else. I don't like you with that statement I just got on. So I will be sticking around for a little bit of rag.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4LQO, Mr. Ryan, down there in Sokoa, Georgia. Ryan, it's your turn on the stump. I was just getting ready to close the net out, but what have you got there, young man?
KN4LQO for ID. Yeah, I thought I heard you. I was coming back to my girlfriend's house and heading back over to the house. You know, I can't really hit the repeater from my house, so I was like, I'll get on it. Gary's calling tonight, and he has the swap net, so he might be working out this late. So I guess I caught you at literally the perfect time. Nothing too much happened today, but yesterday I signed on for a permanent position for my job, and they offered me some really good money, too. So I am now officially a permanent IT worker. I am the network... the systems administrator / network support specialist one. So there's three tiers right now. They say there's three tiers right now because they haven't had a reason to add a fourth tier, but I am now at tier one, and then hopefully soon I'll be at tier two. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Turned on that, turn it off. That's a good deal. I'm glad you are got a permanent position now. And I hope everything goes well with you. If they keep adding stuff to you, tell them you're not going to do it for free. They got jobs mount up, they hired you to do one job, and if they give you two jobs to do, tell them you're not getting paid but for one.
Yeah, when they first initially hired me, they hired me as an intern, and I actually accidentally applied for it because you had to be in college to get the position. But they said that they changed it because it was best suited for me. They said that everything that they were looking for was right there in front of them, so they couldn't let the opportunity pass them. So they hired me on, and then they said, hopefully it'll turn into a permanent position for you soon. And then it did, and then they gave me an offer, which wasn't an offer that I wasn't upset about it, but I thought, you know, I've seen the starting out pay of interviews for other jobs, and this isn't quite what I was expecting. And then they gave me a little bit more, and they're like, this is as much as we could get it to, but you had certifications, which really helped that leverage. So I was like, okay, so... I'm also getting my forklift certification, and I'm going through first responder training in my county, and they also have a first responder program in the plant. So I'll probably be on their first responder program as well. So if I just keep adding more and more responsibilities, they'll have to start giving me more and more money, I guess. And eventually I'll probably be working 85 hours a week, but, you know, it's all for the money.
Money's great, I won't deny that, but, you know, there's other things to do than work, so Mike, don't mess up your priorities, get your priorities in order and go from there, yeah, you mentioned working 80 hours a week. I did that for a lot of years, and a lot of years, when you're going, you know, running from here to West Coast and back, you're gone all week, so you're with the truck 24 hours a day, and so you figure that up, and you work a whole lot more than 80 hours. I mean, you can't even leave the truck you could, I guess, go to a motel room, but if you're running team, you got somebody else driving while you sleep, so... it's a mess any way you look at it, but I'm glad that you got on full time, and just like I said, watch your priorities and don't let that get all messed up. just because they want to throw a little more money at you. You know, money's not everything. It helps, but it's not everything.
KN4LQO. Yeah, I get that. I got my first priority is my family, and I always, every night, whether she tells me to or not, and even when she tells me not to, I still go and see my girlfriend every single night and make sure that she's fine before I leave. And then I go to my house and I spend a little bit of time with my family, and I lay down and I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning and I leave for work. I have to drive 30 minutes up to work, and of course that's 30 minutes back. But I'm also taking first responder training and search and rescue training. I also have the radio club here, co-amateur club here, that I'm the president for, but we don't really do that much, so it's more or less just the every other month. And then I got a few other things, but I hated when we first started the quarantine, I could not stand sitting in my house. And I couldn't stand sitting in my house before quarantine, but I could not stand to sit in my house when I was told to sit in my house. And so now I've got to get out and do as much as I can. And if I'm sitting at my house too long, then I know there's something else that I can do. So I'm just trying to do it all while I can, while I'm young, get all the experience that I can, and especially have fun with it. But I thought I heard somebody else when you, maybe it was you hitting another radio, but I thought I heard somebody else trying to check in when you were turning off your other radio. So I will say 73 to you. It's been nice talking to you, Gary. Hopefully I will talk to you again very soon. KN4LQO, I'll be clear.
Well, I do appreciate you hanging in and talking with us a little bit this evening. I enjoyed it as always. You take care. Be careful out there on the mobile. And again, congratulations on getting the full-time employment situation. And good luck on all your training that you're involved in. You take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73 there, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Worked with one of the guys at one of the plants. He drives in the morning at 5 in the morning. He's got the antenna. He'll bring it right to work with him in the morning. You just call Daniel and tell him that. He'll bring it right to you.
Got it. Is that what you're saying?
So he said he sees him every morning. He says, he'll just call him. No, he'll bring it into work so Daniel can take it. And he'll bring it right to you in the morning.
Daniel will call tomorrow and get things set up.
Unless you get up 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't want to wake him up now if he's got to get up at 5 o'clock.
You know, he might be right, but yeah, you're right. I didn't think of that.
Sleep while he can. If he's got to be at work at 5, I don't know how long it takes him to get to work, but he'll have to get up by at least 4, you know, and it's 10:30 now, so, you know, he'd have to sleep fast.
Time when you said something. That's, yeah, you call me in the morning. Just leave it, yeah, because it's 10. I forgot it's 10:30 at night. See, my time's all messed up today.
Now.
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't even see there again. There again, you know, I was too busy not to fall on the floor, so I.
Okay, young man, don't fall down and, stay upright as best you can unless you're laying down on the bed. Don't fall down in the floor now. But you take care. I'll give Daniel a call tomorrow. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That'll wrap it up this evening. Appreciate each and every one of you that's been out there listening and checking in with us. Come back tomorrow night. Give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cramp. I'll put the net report into the computer and send it to the repeater and let it do its thing, and then we'll finish closing the net out. There you have it. Had a good net tonight. Total of 53 check-ins. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and I said, like I said, give Mr. Matt a good dose of Rider's Cramp. And folks, if you hear somebody who's got a bad signal out there, do like Andy and Walt did, let them know, because they, you know, I didn't know there was anything wrong with my signal tonight. Don't know how long it's been going on like that, but I can't hear my own radio, so I guess I could put one over there on the input, but it'd drive me crazy in the background. But anyway, if you hear something like that, let the folks know, because they can't always hear their own radios. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.